Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, now that the holidays are about in the rearview mirror.
More or less.
And the credit card bills have begun to arrive.
It hurts.
So it's always fine. And there's a lot of good wine out there right now. It's always nice to just kind of focus on some dollar stretchers.
Well, yeah. You know, our budgets aren't what they used to be. So if you can get a good bargain, go for it. And I found three wines that I think are exceptionally good bargains. These are the reds. We'll do whites next week. And the first one is called Pilgrim Mentilla from Bierzo in Spain. Pilgrim refers to the people that walk on the path.
Yes, the big trail.
Yeah, the El Camino de Compostela.
There you go. Yeah.
Doesn't come easily to my mouth. But anyway, it's up there in the northwest corner of Spain. And Mentilla is a very popular grape that's grown there. It's known as a medium-bodied, nice, very drinkable. Mm-hmm. And the pilgrims, that's what they get every night when they go to the next inn. You know, they get a bottle of Mentilla, and it revives them for the next day. It's sort of similar to Merlot, to my mind. And let's start with the nose. It's quite yeasty with yellow plums, a hint of thyme. And the wine, I think, is quite vibrant with bright, acidic notes floating above deeper red fruit with a lot of spice in it. The fruit just reminds me of blackberries, you know, kind of wild and tart flavors of blackberries. The spice is something like ginger, and the wine is no more than medium body, but it does have a good deal of flavor to it, and I think it's very much an easy drinker. $15 for this wine.
That's a good deal.
It's a good deal, and it's my wine of the week. So after a hard day of whatever path you're on, grab a bottle. It'll be worth it. Here's a nice wine from the south of France. It's called Les Illustres. From the Coteau d'Anserune, which is in the Languedoc-Roussillon region, 2016. This is $19, and it's a blend of Syrah, Cab Sauv, and Malbec. Slightly unusual blend.
Mm-hmm.
This is a rich, rustic red blend that is just big and bold. The aroma features yeasty biscuits, field herbs, cassis, and plums. And it's a very lively nose, and on the palate, the wine is dry, tannic, and ruggedly rustic. You know, I think it's the tannin that gives it that. And the flavors show wild berries, kind of a smoky earthiness, which dominates the finish. And I would love this wine with a plate of cured meat or maybe grilled game. It would go really well with boar.
Okay.
You know? But my find of the week, and maybe my find of the last few months, is a Cabernet Sauvignon called The Critic. Well, that's right up our alley.
Yes, it is.
From Napa Valley, 2020. It's $23. And Hugh, you don't get good quality Napa Cab for much under $40 these days.
I know. It's unfortunate.
It is. This is just a fantastic find. It's inky dark, deeply flavored, obviously well-made. The aroma shows cassis, blackberry, and spruce. And on the palate, I find a ton of sweet fruit with notes of cedar, sour cherry, and cassis. This is all classic aromas.
Yep.
And I just think it was just so great to find this wine at $23. It is
That's a super good value.
And I think this is the kind of thing people might want to get a few bottles to have on hand, because certainly good quality Napa Valley Cabernet has a place at the table.
Sure.
And it'll always be welcomed by your friends. So look for it. We'll put all of this on the website. You can look it up again and maybe go out and buy some. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.